to China now, where the Communist Party faces a leadership transition this year. It's supposed to be and is expected to be orderly. The Chinese, as we know, do orderly very, very well, maybe a little too well, the Chinese. But they're very concerned, the leadership is, about gossip spreading on the Internet about a foiled coup in China. China's top military newspaper has warned troops to ignore any rumors that they might be hearing and steel themselves for a, quote, ideological struggle. Joining us now is Viv Marsh, Asia-Pacific editor for our partner, the BBC. What do you think is going on in China behind the scenes? Sounds like a backstory somewhere.
Well, John, it certainly seems like there's some sort of political power struggle, which has probably been going on for a very long time, but which only recently came out into the open. And the reason why we heard about this was because of the sudden sacking of what had been a very, very powerful man, Bo Xilai, who was the Chongqing party boss in southwestern China. And when he was suddenly abruptly removed from his post, that actually set the whole country in something of a ferment of rumours and gossip on the internet about what might be happening. And towards the end of March, mostly over the internet, and there were rumours that there had been some sort of coup. Now, obviously, that was not the case, but there were pictures of tanks and armoured cars on city streets. Now, it turned out that some of these pictures were old and others weren't even of Beijing at all. And everything now seems on course, but it's obviously rattled the Chinese leadership to quite a significant extent.
Are there any more details about that Bo Xilai story was accompanied by that disturbing party aide or official who tried to defect at the U.S. embassy, I believe, in Beijing or in Chongqing? Any more information about what exactly happened there?
We don't have too many details. What we do know is that this was Bo Xilai's right-hand man, the man who had spearheaded his campaign against the mafia, against organised crime, Wang Lijun, who was his police chief until a week before this incident happened. He suddenly turned up at the US consulate in Chengdu, which is also in southwest China. And we know, because the Chinese official media said it and the United States government said it, we know that he spent one day, and by all accounts that was also overnight, in the US consulate in Chengdu. Subsequently, he seems to have been taken to Beijing for questioning. We know that he is being investigated. We have heard nothing more. Bo Xilai himself was removed from his provincial party job in Chongqing. But, very significantly, he's not been removed from the all-powerful Politburo in China. Now, you might think that if everything was plain sailing politically, if you're removed from one job, you'll be removed from the other. The fact that this has not happened might indicate that there is some sort of division in opinion in China's leadership.
A struggle, a possible division. We may learn more about it as the transition takes place, but a dual takeaway. We're also learning that there's a pretty robust internet life going on inside China that the Chinese authorities are having difficulty controlling. Viv Marsh, Asia-Pacific editor for our partner, the BBC, reporting there from London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.